Welcome to Holistic Brain Changer Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie. I'm so glad you were here. In this podcast, we are going to talk all things mental health. As someone who has struggled with depression and anxiety over the years, and also a healthcare professional who has seen the ins and outs of mental health and how it's treated, I knew the traditional treatment wasn't for me. So I have been determined to dig deep and find holistic ways to treat mental health. So follow along as I share tips, tricks, research, and just some real life stuff and situations along the way in hopes you can take control of your own life and discover the best version of yourself. So let's go. Hey, welcome back. So glad and grateful that you are here. I just really appreciate you being here. I love that, you know, if you keep tuning in every week, I appreciate you. And if you're new to the podcast, hey, welcome. I'm Stephanie. I'm your host. I always get like these weird, like, oh, I'm going to talk about this week. Like, I have a podcast list episode of a mile long, like, of all these ideas that I want to talk about. So that's cool. So I never really like have a scripted, episode when I come into these, which you might be able to tell, by the way, I sometimes just rant. But I do just like to talk about like what's on my mind and what I'm feeling and what comes up for me. So again, thank you for being here. If you love this podcast, I would so appreciate it if you would give me a rating and a review. That way it gets the word out to more people, and or share it to somebody if they feel like they need it. My God, I can talk today too. So, but anyway, today I wanted, first of all, oh my God, real time, it was like 62 degrees outside and sunny and absolutely perfect out today. Like, hashtag best mood ever. Like, when you know, you know. When you're coming out of that winter slump, spring weather is quite literally the best. So thank God for sunny weather. But today I wanted to talk about like cravings and kind of how to like, you know, navigate cravings to a point. Because I see so many like ideas and tips and tricks around cravings, and not to say that they aren't also right, but I feel like sometimes we're missing the craving issue. So, or, you know, what's like really kind of going on. So first thing, pet peeve of mine, I guess, is when people are like, oh, you know, if you're craving potato chips, like eat a carrot. Yeah, that's not gonna fucking work, okay? It may work for some people, but I hear this so often. It's like, if I wanted a carrot, I'd eat a carrot. Like, I want fucking salty potato chips, right? A carrot's not gonna curb that craving. And, or if it's like, you know, or an apple, it's like, no, I want chips, right? Like, so I don't really like tell people like, oh, hey, you know, if you're craving chips, like go eat a carrot. No, like we don't go that way. Anyway, because most of the time then you end up eating 17 different things plus what you wanted to eat anyway. So then, you know, there you go. But the thing is when you're craving like salty potato chips, it's not really the salt you're craving, right? It's all the chemicals. And that's why they design the food the way that they do, right? Is so they make it taste so good and like irresistible that you keep coming back for more. So for example, say you had 10 Oreos and 10 homemade cookies, okay? I could almost bet that you could eat all 10 Oreos and probably still want more. And you could probably eat 3 to 5 homemade cookies and probably be like, I'm satisfied. But you don't ever really like get satisfied from the Oreo because you just keep craving it. And it's not really the sugar, like it's the chemicals. So that's the first thing we need to think about when it comes to cravings is, okay, what are you craving? Like, right, if you're craving food with a bunch of chemicals in it, it's not the salt or the sugar necessarily. It's the chemicals that your body is like craving, and it's your brain, right? So a lot of the times that's why it's hard to, like, when you are, like, wanting, you're like, I want an Oreo, right? And you're like, I can't get it out of my head. It's like your brain's like, I want that, those chemicals. That's why they design food the way that they do. Food, in quotations, because it's not food. But that's why you could eat 2, 3, 4 homemade cookies and be like, you know what? I'm satisfied. I'm good. Because your body is able to recognize that as food because it's made with real ingredients that your body can digest and process. So the first thing is chemicals. Like, what are we craving? Chemicals? More than likely. Okay. Second thing is I see a lot when people are like, oh, if you're, you know, you're craving chocolate, you could be low in zinc and calcium, I don't know, whatever, minerals, right? Or if you're craving salt, you could be low in magnesium, and I don't know what they are, but I know I've seen those out there where people are like, it's a mineral deficiency, and it's like, but I've eaten, you know, so they're like, eat this to balance your, you know, your nutrients or minerals. Yes, to a point, okay, but like, I want chocolate every night. I love chocolate. I'm sorry if you can hear my dogs. And for me, like, I don't necessarily think that, like, I have minerals that are low or whatever. And so, I, like, again, that kind of goes back to, like, oh, well, you know, if you eat nuts instead, you know, and it's like, but no, I want chocolate, right? Like, chocolate tastes good. And the thing is, if you can get by with eating a piece of chocolate every night and you're like, okay, I'm satisfied, that one piece of chocolate isn't really, it's not making the difference. It's not making or breaking your results. It's not making or breaking your health. And I want you to know that. Like, if you eat healthy all day and you have a piece of chocolate at the end of the night, fucking go for it. Like, that chocolate is not hurting you. Honestly, it's probably helping you because it's allowing you to satisfy your sweet tooth without trying to not eat the chocolate, right? And by then you're like, oh, I'm going to eat an apple and a banana and some grapes. And then I'm onto the chips and then nuts. And then all of a sudden you're still eating the chocolate, right? So yes, it could be a mineral deficiency, but sometimes, like, your body just kind of craves chocolate. And again, that could be coming down to the chemicals that the chocolate has in it if you're eating, you know, low-grade kind of shitty chocolate. But there's even times, like, I notice I don't even necessarily, like, crave chocolate, but, like, I know it's in my house, so I think about it, and then I'm like, oh, I want chocolate. But I'm not sitting there binging eating a whole thing of chocolate. Like, I'll have one or two pieces, and I'm like, good. So second thing, eat the one or two pieces of chocolate. It's not hurting you. But sometimes, so then the third thing with craving sometimes it's your body's way of trying to tell you something. So, like, if we're craving, say you're, like, craving chocolate or sweets or something, like, we live in this instant, like, gratification world, right? Amazon Prime, DoorDash, like, you name it, right? Like, likes and stuff on our photos. So, like, we're so used to this instant gratification that sometimes when we're, like, craving something sweet or salty, it's like we get that quick dopamine hit by eating the chocolate when really, like, our body is craving something else. But it's like we just get that quick dopamine hit from, like, satisfying that craving, that sometimes we're, you know, we're just eating it to get the dopamine hit when really that's not even what our body's wanting. And so when you are craving food, try to sit with that for a second and figure out, like, what your body is want, like, asking of you or wanting from you. Like, for example, like you're craving chocolate, you've had a long, hard day, like maybe you're stressed, you're like, I just want some chocolate. Well, maybe your body's not actually craving chocolate. Maybe it's like craving rest or, you know, like something like a long, hot shower, right? Or just rest. And like, you're just thinking to yourself like, oh, if I had chocolate, it'd make me feel better, when really it may not be. So the next time you have a craving come up, just think about like, why am I craving this? Like, what is my body actually trying to tell me? Because I feel like sometimes we can be craving stuff just out of boredom, right? Like, I don't know what to do with my hands. And it's kind of like the same thing with like people that crave cigarettes or people that crave alcohol, right? Like, it's not necessarily like, you know, like our, if you're listening to this, like your vice is food, right? Like, that's my vice. My vice is food. And so like for you, okay, you don't necessarily crave a cigarette, but you're craving chocolate because you're bored or because you're irritated or because you're annoyed or because you're tired or whatever. And so sometimes it's our body, just our body is trying to express what it needs. And we look to food, right? Like it's like when you eat out of boredom, it's when you emotionally eat, when you, you know, eat when you're stressed out, like you turn to food, other people turn to cigarettes, alcohol, etc. And it's like our body isn't necessarily craving food sometimes. Sometimes it's craving something else and it's trying to tell us, but our vice is food. That's our go-to. And so some things you can kind of ask yourself is like, okay, like what's going on, right? Like what's going on deep? Sit with that for a second and kind of see if your body will like kind of answer that question for you. Like, or what is this craving trying to tell me? Or what is my body trying to tell me? Or what am I going to accomplish by eating this chocolate or whatever, right? And just kind of like digging into that, because sometimes, like I said, it's you're bored, right? And your body just wants you to do something, and so it resorts to eating chocolate. Whereas you're like, okay, I'm bored. You've recognized that you're bored. Oh, I'm gonna go fold some laundry, right? Or something, right? Like, you don't necessarily have to fold laundry, but, or I'm gonna go work out, or, but like, we're just defaulting to our vice of food. And sometimes that's all craving is it's just defaulting to that vice. So as I wrap this up, just a quick recap. First thing is, if you are craving certain foods that have a lot of chemicals, you know, chips or like store-bought cookies, Oreos, it could be that the chemicals is what you are craving, not necessarily the sugar or the salt. And then the second thing was like, instead of kind of beating yourself up for eating the one or two pieces of chocolate, eat the fucking chocolate, okay? Like, it's not hurting you if you're eating consistently good all day. Like, it's okay to have a sweet treat. And like, sometimes we get so like worked up about like, oh my God, chocolate. Like, I can't not eat chocolate every night. Fucking eat the chocolate. Like, as long as you're not eating a pound of it every night, it's okay. And then third is like, what is your craving trying to tell you? What is your body trying to tell you, right? And being able to listen to that and work through that. And maybe it's just you talking to yourself, and maybe sometimes it needs to be a journaling prompt type of thing. But either way, like sometimes your craving is something completely unrelated to food, but your body defaults to food as its vice. And so trying to find other productive and, you know, things to do instead of eating can be helpful. So I hope this helps kind of go over cravings a little bit more and kind of dive into like the mindset, mental aspect of it. But I hope you found this helpful. If you do, please share it. But until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening in. If you loved this episode or just felt like you could relate, I would love it if you shared it to your social media and tagged me at @CoachSteph_M so I can thank you. And remember, if you change your mind, you can change your life.